This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperStation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Today, it's coverage of the Boys State Championship basketball games from Lincoln. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. Today, six state champions will be crowned from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. We'll send you there live coming up, but first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll have all the action from Lincoln coming up right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Championship Saturday continues with game number five of the 2010 Nebraska Boys State High School Basketball Finals. And we have made it to Class A, where the top-ranked 22-2 Norfolk Panthers take on the fourth-ranked 22-4 Omaha Central Eagles. Doug Duda with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Norfolk, Omaha Central, should be a good one. Boy, are there a lot of fans here for this basketball game. Two very exciting semifinals last night. A two-point Norfolk win, a one-point Omaha Central win. Now someone goes to the state championship. Norfolk last won the state title when Dave Ullman was the coach back in 1987, while Omaha Central won it three consecutive years from 2006 to 2008. They did not make it last year, and now they go for their fourth title in 5 years. We will take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and come back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory-certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as the Class A Boys State Basketball Final is about ready to get underway. First off, a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Eagles of Omaha Central. Number 0, 6'7" freshman, Akoi Agu. He averages 6.5 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. Number 3, 6'1" senior, Sean McGarry, averages 12 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Number 12, 6'3" senior, Josh Hackett, averages 8.5 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Number 32 is Devrell Biggs. 6'1" senior, averages 20 points and 5 rebounds a ball game. And last night, Big scored 35 points in the win over Lincoln. American Southeast, and 25 of those came in the second half. And finally, number 34, 6'3" junior, Tom McKenzie, averages 8 points and 7 rebounds per basketball game. The head coach at Omaha Central is Eric Behrens, assisted by Ben Holly, Jay Landstrom, Matt Hamill, Scott Rice, and Andres Tapia. Omaha Central defeated Columbus and Kearney High in the district tournament to make it to the state tournament. And here at state, Central defeated Lincoln High 71-44 and Lincoln Southeast last night, the number 2 seed, 53-52. Now look at the starting lineup for the Panthers of Norfolk High School. Number 1, 5'10" sophomore guard Jalen Bradley, averages 15 points, 1.5 rebounds a game. Number 11, 6-foot senior guard Jonah Bradley, averages 9.5 points and 3 rebounds per basketball game. Number 21, 6'6" senior is Nathan Marsh. He averages 14.5 points, 7.5 rebounds a game as a 6'6" senior. Number 23 is 6'3" senior Brady Lohman. He was the star last night with the steal and score to win the ball game. He averages just about 15 points and 4 rebounds a game. And number 32, the 6'3" senior Tanner Lancaster. He averages 2.5 points and 4 rebounds per basketball game. The head coach of the Norfolk Panthers is Ben Reese. He played for the Panthers the last time they won state. Head coach is Coach Reese, assisted by Kurt Lammers, Kyle Fletcher, Aaron Bradley, Brett Katzmeyer, and Josh Long. Norfolk is 22-2 on the season. They are ranked number 1, and to get here, they defeated Papillion La Vista at Omaha South of the district. And here at the state tournament, Norfolk took care of Grand Island 69-44 and then edged Omaha Creighton Prep last night 53-51, their second win of the year over Creighton Prep. Norfolk's losses this year came to Lincoln High in overtime right around Christmas, and their other loss came to Omaha Bryan in the second half of the season by 5. For Omaha Central, they lost their opening game of the season by 2 to Omaha Burke. They also lost in overtime to Lincoln High. They lost to Middle North by 2 and to Creighton Prep right before the postseason by 9. Omaha Central averages 64.5 points per ball game. They give up 53. Norfolk averages 68.5 points a ball game. They also give up 53. It's Norfolk and Omaha Central, and those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We're back in a minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Duke, Kansas, Maryland, Gonzaga, Georgia, Cincinnati.
They played their way through a 28-game regular season and their conference championships.
Miami, UCLA.
To qualify for a do-or-die tournament of 65 teams.
Memphis, Hawaii, USC.
From the Sweet 16 to the Elite 8, the NCAA Final Four. For continuous college basketball coverage.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
If you missed anything that happened earlier today at the state tournament, we have crowned 4 champions. It started this morning in D1 when Freeman Dowd, Overton, 52-38. Then in C1, Hastings St. Cecilia, they win their 3rd consecutive state championship with a 46-40 win over Shadron. In Class B, we had our only overtime game of the day, South Sioux City downing Omaha Scott, 60-56. And in the game that just concluded about 30 minutes ago in D2, Ewing down Hampton 41-33. One more championship game after this one. It's the C2 final right here on ESPN Radio. Also, the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Ravenna will take on Archbishop Bergen out of Fremont. Ravenna trying to repeat as the Class C2 state champion. That game will tip off somewhere between 9 and 9:30. Usually it's closer to 9:30. And that is our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Norfolk and Omaha Central for the Class A title coming up next.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Along with our producer-engineer, Derek Stinson, I'm Doug Duda with you from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, where the 2010 Class A State Championship game is about ready to get underway. The home white and maroon trim for Norfolk, the traveling black and purple trim from Omaha Central. The freshman, Akoy Ayow, is somebody you're going to want to watch tonight, but also DeBrell Biggs, who's done such an outstanding job for Omaha Central. For Norfolk, they're a little bit more balanced, so let's see how it all plays out here. There is an outstanding crowd, and we're not joking. There's more people here than probably at any Husker men's basketball game this year. They estimate at least 10,000, and I'm going to say it's pretty close to 11,500 to 12,000. The ball is in the air, and the opening tap tonight in Class A will be controlled by Omaha Central. And it looks like Norfolk is going to come out and play a man-to-man defense here against the Eagles of Central. With a basketball to start it, Biggs with a three. It will not go. Rebound, Akoy tries to knock it away, but he tipped it out of bounds, and it's going to go to Norfolk. Omaha Central not able to connect. Biggs trying to get off to a good start there and knock down a three. He had quite a few of them so far in this state basketball tournament. He hit six of them last night in his 35-point performance for Central. Norfolk with the basketball, brings it into the front court. Also a man-to-man here by Central. Jalen Bradley's going to put up the first jumper. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound again, tipped but pulled out of there by the Eagles. Up the floor with it will be Biggs. Biggs, the senior, off the pick, comes to the right side, down the lane, puts the short jumper up and in. And Omaha Central has the first point of the ball game, 2-0. Up the floor with it for Norfolk will be Brady Lohman. Lohman, left-hand dribble. Biggs is going to guard him here. Now off the switch, they go back over to Lohman. Brady to the baseline, gets by one man, puts the little finger roll up, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up, no good. A gal got a piece of it. Another offensive rebound by Lohman. They'll kick it out for a three and hit it. Jonah Bradley, the senior Bradley, hits the three-pointer to give Norfolk the lead at 3-2. Omaha Central with a basketball. Biggs again, right down the middle. Double clutch, they let it go. He missed the shot. Rebound brought down by Marsh of Norfolk. But Biggs not able to get on track. Lohman kicks it into the corner. Here's another three that will not fall. And the defensive rebound brought down by Central. Good pace to the game as Josh Hackett pulls it out of there. Biggs to the high post. Back to Hackett. He'll fire a three. Off the heel, no good. Long rebound to Agal. The freshman drives up, no good. But he is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. 6:19 to go, first quarter. Norfolk 3 at Omaha Central 2. It has been quite the start here to our state championship game. Up and down the floor. Maybe not a ton of points, but up and down the floor. And at the line to shoot two free throws will be Akoy Agal. First one is short, no good. The last time that an outstate school won the state Class A title was 2002 when Grand Island picked up their second title in 4 years. They won it in 99. Before that, you have to go all the way back to Norfolk in 87. So only Grand Island has won a title since Norfolk. Second free throw is up and in. We are tied at three. The ball comes in. Trapped in the corner, Lohman. He lost it off his leg. We're going to say last touch by Central. The officials converge to get the call right. And Norfolk to throw it in again. Tanner Lancaster needs some help. Still looking. Now finds the streaking Jonah Bradley. And Bradley will bring it across the timeline. Long skip pass to Lohman for the three in transition. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Bradley. Over to the Omaha Central basketball. 3-3 your score. Looking for their first title in 23 years. Hard to believe it was that long ago when Norfolk made that magical run through the 1987 state championship under Dave Omen. Now the head coach at Donovan Trumbull. In fact, Coach Omen is the only one to win a state title. He was at Grand Island when they won both of those. So he's had the three out-state titles. Central down low to Agao. He gets a little shove, missed it, tries the reverse layup on the offensive putback, no good, and out of bounds it goes. Agao kind of grabbing his side there like he might have got hit in the ribs. And down the floor he'll go. 3-3, 5:50 to go, first quarter. And Norfolk has the basketball. Up the floor, Jonah Bradley brings it. Kansas leading 70-62 over Kansas State of the Big 12 men's title game with just a minute and a half to go. And we have our first foul of the game. Going to be called underneath. That second foul of the game, but first on Omaha Central. And the foul is going to be on Josh Hackett. And now Norfolk will take it out underneath their own hoop. It'll be Brady Lohman to do so. Four seniors and a sophomore in the starting lineup for Norfolk Omaha Central. Three seniors, a junior and a sophomore in the corner. The jumper is up and it is in. Bradley knocks it down to make it 5-3 in favor of the Panthers. Early on here in quarter number one. Biggs will clear things out on the right side. He's guarded tonight by Brady Lohman. Biggs tries to shake and bake, takes him to the baseline, up and under and scores. Biggs doesn't think anybody can stop him, and so far, he's made some nice moves and finally able to connect on a shot. Top of the key, Nate Marsh fakes the three, left-hand dribble to the right side, stops on the baseline, has to kick it back out there to Bradley. Bradley back inside to Marsh, leans in and kicks it out to the sophomore, Jalen Bradley, and the bounce pass is going to go out of bounds, turned over by Norfolk. Going to see our first substitutions of the ball game. Coming in for Omaha Central, Jacob Fuse and Ed Vincent. Here's a big kid, 6'3 junior. For Norfolk, Garrett Johnson, 6-foot junior, averages 7 points a game off the bench, and he will check into the ball game as well. So into the front court, Omaha Central, in a tie ball game at 5-5. Biggs again trying to take his defender off the dribble, forcing things in, and here's a reach in and a grab going to be called. Should be on Nate Marsh. He had a lot of the arm there. But instead, they're going to call it on Brady Lohman. It'll be his first and the second team foul on Norfolk. Central ball underneath their own hoop. And it'll be Sean McGarry to get it in. He'll get it into the corner to Fuse and back over to Biggs in front of him. Durrell dribbles it out on the left wing and goes back up to the top of the circle. Leaves it off there for McGarry. McGarry attacks off the pick left side, lays it up and in. 7-5 Omaha Central back on top by two. 4:25 to go here in the first quarter of play. Class A state championship game on KICS, KXPN, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Getting trapped, Marsh. Marsh got it blocked, knocked away. Central comes away with a basketball. And up the floor with it will be McGarry. McGarry down the middle of the lane, puts the runner up off the glass and in. Omaha Central playing some street ball here in the first quarter, and they are making their shot. Central is 4 out of 8 for 50%, and they're up by 4, 9-5 on a 6-0 run. Norfolk on the right wing with it. It'll be Bradley, this time Jalen. The paint is wide open. There's not a soul in it. Keeping it around the perimeter, Jalen Bradley kicks it into the right-hand corner. There is Lohman. Lohman drives inside, gets rid of it to Marsh. Ball loose, stolen away. Outlet pass. Central on the fast break. Long pass just cracked down to save it. McGarry. Back out top they go. Ball tipped away. Bradley can't make the steal. In the left-hand corner, and a walk going to be called on Ed Vincent with the walk. And we've got our first TV timeout here in the Class A State Championship game. Omaha Central 9, Norfolk 5, and we're back in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to the Devaney Center as we come out of our first TV timeout. Omaha Central 9, Norfolk 5. And Norfolk has the basketball with Garrett Johnson to try and throw it in here for the Panthers. And he will get the ball in against this full court pressure. Throws over the top of it, and Johnson will bring it back into the front court here. Hands it off to Brady Lowman. Most of the offense seems to be running through him so far tonight. Swings it right side, Johnson. Into the corner they go. Off the dribble, looking for Lowman again. He'll fire up the three and hit it. Three-point bucket for Brady Lowman. His first bucket of the ball game. A couple of threes here for Norfolk. And it's 9-8 Omaha Central with the lead. Top of the key with it will be Biggs. DeVrell, crossover dribble, takes it into the post, kicks it back out for a three-pointer. On the way, no good that time by Hackett, and the ball loose and put back up and in. Central picks it back up and knocks the ball out of there, and they're going to give that bucket underneath to Biggs, and it is 11-8. McGarry. McGarry got the bucket, 11-8. 2:30 to go here in the first quarter, Central by three. Kick it out, look at the three, not there. Give it back to Marsh. Marsh inside, has it rejected out of bounds by a gal. Back into the ball game here for Norfolk will be number 42, Tanner Gessel. 6'4 junior, and in for Omaha Central, Dominique McKenzie will return. 11-8 Central, 2:27 to go. First quarter, Class A final. And it'll be Norfolk ball underneath their own hoop to Jalen Bradley. Back out of the wing to Jonah Bradley. Jonah back to Jalen. He spots up for three in the tie and got it. Three-point bucket by Bradley, and we are tied at 11 apiece with 2:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Central across the timeline with it. It'll be big. DeVrell going to bring it back out here and checks over with Coach Eric Behrens about what he wants him to do. Biggs just kind of dribbling the ball in one spot. They'll clear it out for him left side. Now off his foot, got it back. He'll leave it up top there for Jackson, who fires up a long three. No good. Offensive rebound, put back up. No good. Again, the second time, no good. And it comes out to Jalen Bradley. Bradley hustled it up the floor. Three in transition. Good. And Norfolk has the lead. 14-11 Panthers with 1:35 to go as Biggs hustles it up, leaves it off for a Gow. He's underneath, goes for the dunk, no good. There might have been goaltending there. It's going to go out of bounds to Omaha Central. Good defense by Tanner Gessel. Gessel looked like he might have hit the rim when he went up for the block. 14-11 Norfolk over Omaha Central. And we are waiting for a discussion here. Couple of players pushing and shoving. A gal, the freshman, needed a talking to from the official here as he's tied up with Gessel. And Central to throw it in. Lob it out on the right wing. They'll get it into the hands to Darian Barrientos Jackson. Up top for a long three, Biggs, and he'll hit it. DeVrell Biggs with his first three-pointer of the ball game. He's got seven, and it's all tied up at 14. Minute 20 to go, first quarter. And into the front court with it for the Panthers will be Lowman. Gives it off there to Bradley. Jonah takes it on the left-hand wing. Off a couple of picks, they get it to the little guy, Jalen Bradley. His jumper rolls off the rim, no good. And a guy will pull down the rebound. Up the floor, one-on-one. Shot all the way to the rim, no good that time by McGarry. Fight for the loose ball, out of bounds, off Central. 4-4 ball, 57 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Checking back into the ball game for Norfolk, Tanner Lancaster. And a gal is going to check out of the game for Central. Back in is Jacob Fuse. Norfolk ball here. Tied at 14, under a minute to go. In quarter number one. Against full court pressure right in front of us here. Trying to step through the double team. We're going to get a jump or are we going to get a foul? No, we're going to get a foul called on Omaha Central. Reaching in for the steal will be Jackson. That is his first foul. They really had Jonah Bradley trapped right in front of us. And the ball comes back over to Norfolk. Right in front of us, they'll throw the ball in with Lancaster. He'll toss it back to Jalen Bradley and the sophomore point guard. We'll bring the ball across the timeline here for the Panthers in a 14-14 ball game. Left wing looks at a three, can't get it away. Cut off there by McGarry. Kicks it up top to his brother. Drives in, and we have got a blocking foul, and then the shot blocked out of bounds. Blocking foul called on number 10, Jacob Fuse. That'll be his first personal foul. And team foul number 3 on Omaha Central. At the line to shoot 2 for Norfolk will be Jonah Bradley. Tied at 14 in a back-and-forth first quarter. And the free throw for Jonah Bradley, getting 2. And for Norfolk, these will be their first free throws of the game. It's on the way. It's no good. McDowell comes back into the ball game for Central. Also coming in is Josh Hackett. And back into the ball game for Norfolk, Nate Marsh. 38 seconds remaining, first quarter. Long first quarter. The free throw is up, and it is in by Jonah Bradley. Norfolk regains the lead, 15-14. And Omaha Central will get it in to Sean McGarry. McGarry's going to bring the ball up the floor himself. The Panthers defending him with number 1, Jalen Bradley. Chance to play for the last shot here. 5-second count is on, though. Where is the 5-second count? Coach Ben Reese can't believe that there's no 5-second count. He was making a scene over there on the bench. Nobody was counting the 5. Central basketball with 14 seconds. They've got it in the hands of Biggs. Back up top, they'll go to McGarry. McGarry leaves it off. Biggs, right side of the key, bumps off. Looking for the shot. Throws it out of the wing. McGarry for a 3 on the way and good. And that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. At the end of 1 here at the Devaney Center, Omaha Central 17, Norfolk 15. And we'll be back in 1 minute on ESPN Radio.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Across Florida and throughout Arizona, teams limber up for the upcoming baseball season.
Take me out to the ball game, let's hit the highway, I've got the itch. Hey, they're on best play some ball.
Though nobody really worries about their Grapefruit or Cactus League records, a little daily competition is the perfect preparation for the 2010 Major League Baseball season. Follow the sore arms and sunshine of spring training
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Doug Duda with you on ESPN Radio and ESPNSuperstation.com. The Big 12 Tournament Men's Champion, Kansas. They beat Kansas State 72-64. Here, Norfolk has the ball to start the second quarter, and Jalen Bradley will try a three-pointer that comes up short, no good. And Central will have the ball, leading it by a score of 17-15. Right wing three on the way and good by Josh Hackett. 20-15, Central up by 5. We've had some mini swings offensively already in this quarter. Central with their biggest lead after they were behind momentarily in quarter number 1. On the right wing with it, Lohman. Lohman tries to come to the jump stop. Ball fake, runs into a gal and has to kick it out to Bradley. Left-handed Nate Marsh, nothing. They sang on him, not expecting much. Lohman for 3, off the heel too strong. Rebound, how about Marsh battling for it? And he's going to get it on the low block, make a move to the hoop, throw it up over a gal, can't get it to go, and then a gal with the tip back over to McGarry, and he is going to be fouled. Oh, yeah, big foul underneath there, going to be called on number 32, Tanner Lancaster. And checking into the game for Norfolk will be number 42, Tanner Gissell, and Garrett Johnson. A minute into quarter number 2, and the Eagles of Omaha Central have the lead here in your Class A final by a score of 20-15 in front of a very boisterous crowd of well over 10,000 here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. With it, Devrell Biggs. Biggs dribbles to the left and kicks it back up top. Hand off there to Hackett. Hackett doesn't want it. He'll give it to McGarry. McGarry, stutter dribble, drives in. One-hander off the window. No good. Long rebound comes up to Jonah Bradley. Bradley around one man, around two. Fast break the other way, and the layup is no good underneath by Gissell. And the rebound to Central. They want to run. Kick it underneath. Going up for the layup and scoring is Dominique McKenzie. And the lead is up to 7 for Omaha Central, 22-15. Norfolk basketball trying to get back into the game. They don't want to fall too far behind here. Pull up jumper Bradley. Free throw line skips out. No good. Over the back foul called on Norfolk as the gal had position on the rebound. And we have our first television timeout here in the second quarter with 6:13 to go in the first half of play. Omaha Central 22 and Norfolk 15. We'll be back with more of the Class A State Boys Basketball Championship in 1 minute.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC. Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Derek Stenson, at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. 6:10 to go in the first half of play of the Class A Boys State Basketball Championship, Omaha Central 22 and Norfolk 15. Central with the basketball at the top of the circle out of the break. Kicks it over on the wing to McGarry. McGarry tries baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to McKenzie, who has to clear it out top to McGarry. The big for three. He'll put it up, and it rattles in and out. No good. And an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Central. And that's going to go on Sean McGarry. For McGarry, that will be his first personal foul. And it will be team foul number four. Each team has been whistled for four here in the first half. Don't forget, at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you all the results from earlier today, championship and consolation, first half stats of this game, and a little preview on what's to come in our final championship game tonight in C2 between Ravenna and Archbishop Bergen. Right now, Norfolk with basketball. Garrett Johnson down low, spinning in, nearly walking in the lane forever, and finally taken out of the hands of Nate Marsh. Steal made by the Eagles, and up the floor with it, McKenzie. McKenzie all the way in, puts the runner up, no good. Offensive rebound to Gow, and he's fouled. And Gow will go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Nate Marsh. That'll be his second personal foul. And it looked like McKenzie might have got poked in the eye. And Gow will go to the line. McCoy Gow has 3 points in the basketball game. He's one of two at the line. And it looks like they're going to have to take McKenzie out of the basketball game here. He's coming over to see the trainer. Maybe he just got a contact wedge, maybe, is what they're looking at. And they should have to sub in here. Let's see what they're doing. We're waiting to run on that. And Central subbing somebody into the basketball game. 5:21 to go here in the second quarter. Omaha Central 22 and Norfolk 15. They're going to allow all the subs to come in here because of that injury. Checking in, Darian Jackson and Ed Benson for Omaha Central. First free throw on the way, and it is good. So a Gow now with 4 points in the basketball game. And the lead is out to 8 for Omaha Central, 23-15. Second free throw for the freshman, Gow. On the way, and it's right through there. He's got 9-point lead, 24-15. Gow at 5, the 9-point lead for the Eagles of Omaha Central. Norfolk into the front court with it. On the left wing is Brady Lohman. Lohman, little stutter dribble, comes to the top of the circle, looks for the cutter, nothing there the first time for Jalen Bradley. Into the left-hand corner to Johnson. Johnson back up top. They'll go to Lohman. And Brady brings it to the high post. Jump stop in the lane. Throws it up. And a blocking foul going to be called on Central. Right now, both teams are not afraid to just put their head down and barrel into the lane, try and draw some contact. The foul is on Josh Hackett. That'll be his second personal foul. And it is the 15th foul on Omaha Central. Norfolk been pretty quiet this quarter. They haven't scored yet. We've played 3 minutes. Last bucket came with 38 seconds to go there in quarter number one. In fact, that was their last point. That was a free throw. Inbounds pass here, deflected, ball loose. and run down there by Norfolk. They'll kick it over and get it back inside for a turnaround jumper. Lancaster off the iron and good. Nate Lancaster, a little fall away jumper off the window and iron. And it's 24-17. Norfolk with their first points in the second quarter. McGow with it on the right side of the key. Couple of dribbles looking for a guard. They're trying to deny the ball to Biggs, guarded by Lohman. So McGow drives into the paint, puts the jumper up, blocked in there, got it back and scores. Gessel blocked it the first time, but right back to McGow, who lays it over the front of the rim and in. He's got 7 points. Three different players now, 7 points, as the ball tipped away by Biggs. They get it back to him for the dunk. He missed the dunk. He missed the dunk, and now Norfolk goes the other way, trying to make him pay into the corner for three. It's up and in, a big momentum swinger. Brady Holman hits the three. Central got cocky, missed the dunk, and then Norfolk comes down and nails a three. That's a five-point swing. And boy, are the Norfolk fans going to be on the All-Stater. Devrell Biggs went in for the one-hand jam. He's just 6'1", but got up there. Now he'll take another turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Gessel. They want to run one more time. End-to-end layup up and in for Roman. And a timeout for Omaha Central. With 3:40 to go in the first half of play, it's Bedlam here at the Devaney. Omaha Central 26, Norfolk 22. We'll be right back.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Well, it's a little bit different than Class D2 basketball, isn't it, folks? A raucous crowd here as Norfolk has put together a mini run here. It was only 5 points, but Biggs hurt his hand on that missed dunk, and now we'll have to see how that affects it. Now, it's his left hand. It's not his right, we are informed, but as quick as he is and as much crossover dribbling as he does, it should affect him a little bit. Up top of the basketball, Omaha Central, Ed Vincent. Swing it into the right-hand corner. And back, Josh Hackett. Hackett brings it into the elbow, lowers his shoulder, fadeaway jumper up and in. Tough shot, and Josh Hackett nails it. And Norfolk knows they have to get the ball in quickly because Central likes to put full court pressure on. 28-22. Omaha Central leads the basketball game by six. But a couple of nice plays as the three is on the way. Off the rim and in for Jalen Bradley. So Bradley hits a three. Roman hit a three and a two on a steal. And it's 28-25. Central with the lead by three. And Biggs will bring it up on the right wing here for the Eagles. Skip pass back out top. They're going to go. Driving in McGarry. He gets by his man, lays it up and in. Central really likes to just take it one-on-one here against Norfolk. And you can probably tell why. They are a quicker team than the Norfolk Panthers. Or at least they appear to be. Johnson to Bradley, the sophomore. Another three hits it. Oh, that was a tough one for Jalen Bradley. He wasn't really even squared up and knocked it down. And for Norfolk, that is their seventh three-pointer. 30-28. They hit eight in the first half last night as Biggs drives and is fouled before he can get that shot away, which he did make. Wave off the shot. Each team with five fouls here, and we've got a television timeout on the floor. So with 2:14 to go in the second quarter of play, your Class A championship game, Omaha Central 30, Norfolk 28. We'll be back right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy.
Moberly is brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your Loper gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons, we have your loan. Moberly, during the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Both teams are shooting 43% from the field so far here in the first half of play. Omaha Central 30, Norfolk 28. Norfolk 7 of 12 from three-point land. They've only made 3 2-point buckets. And it's Central ball. Big drive to baseline. Gets caught. Throws it back in the lane. There's a melee for it. And a travel called on the Eagles. They dove on the ball and then rolled over with it. The travel called on Dominique McKenzie. And we've got more substitutions. Here comes Jackson in for Omaha Central. Just the second turnover for the Eagles. Norfolk has given it up 5 times. And back to the Panthers against that full court pressure. Lancaster gets it in. And trouble here again for Jonah Bradley. He's been trapped 3 or 4 times right in front of us here in the corner in the backcourt. He will get it to Jalen, though, and he'll bring it all the way up to the left baseline. And it looks like he's going to dribble it out of bounds. So Norfolk will give it right back to the Eagles. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay with us for all the numbers right here on ESPN Radio. And we'll also take a look at what has happened. We'll even give you a little update on college basketball from earlier today. Biggs brings it into the front court. They'll work it around the perimeter here with the Gow inside. On the left wing, they'll go to McGarry. Back up top to Jackson. Jackson to McGarry. He'll take that three-pointer. He shoots an air ball, flops down, trying to get the foul, didn't get the call, and picked up there by Jalen Bradley. Bradley into the front court, will give it off to Jalen. Jalen off the dribble right side, got by his man to the hoop, and a gal says, eat this, and swats it out of bounds. I think Jalen realized what was going to happen about the time he went into the air, but what are you going to do? He lofts it up there, into the ball game for Norfolk, Brady Lohman, and Norfolk maintains possession here. Listening to the breeze and ESPN for our next game, C2 final, Ravenna and Archbishop Bergen. Right now, basketball from the Class A state final, as it will be Norfolk to get it in. They'll swing it over to Gassell, back up top, nothing there, and driving into the baseline will be Bradley out to Johnson. Johnson taken away by Biggs. Biggs out ahead of everybody. Is he going to try and dunk it again? Yes, he will, and that time it's down. Devrell Biggs able to get the dunk after missing one earlier. And Omaha Central leads it 32-28. Crossover dribble to beauty there by Lohman. He'll come in and a gal swats another one away and out of bounds. Ooh, and an injury there for Omaha Central as going into the band was Jackson, but it looks like he'll be up and okay. I think he took out the bass drum. Gow with his second block shot, but on the inbound, they will get a nice pass inside to Bradley, and this one will be blocked out of there by McKenzie. 2-on-2 the other way, driving the hoop, laying it up, good, but they'll wave it off. The foul called ahead of time. It's almost impossible to hear a whistle here. And at the line, Biggs watching himself up on the big screen with the dunk as they just replayed that. Sean McGarry to the line to shoot a 1-1. That could be his first free throw attempt of the ball game, and he'll knock it down. Sean McGarry now with 9 points. He actually tied with Biggs for the team high. He averages 12 a game, and he now has 9. Second free throw no good, and Agao is over the back. Rebound brought down by Tanner Gassell. 42 seconds remaining in the half. And for a gal, that'll be his first personal foul. It is the 6th team foul. And so Norfolk will take the ball out on their own baseline. To throw it in is Tanner Gassell. Back into the ball game for Omaha Central will be Jacob Fuse. Norfolk, trouble getting it in. And here they get it to Bradley. He'll step around and get it back. Still in the backcourt. Jonah Bradley up the floor and a hand check foul on the Eagles. That will get us back to the line for Norfolk. Foul is on Jacob Fuse. And that will be his second personal foul. Fuse and Hackett each have 2. And for Norfolk, Marsh, Lohman, and Lancaster all have 2. Into the game for Norfolk for the first time, Tyson McGill 6'1 senior with 36 seconds to go. He's a scrappy senior out there from what we're told. And at the line to shoot a 1-1 will be Jonah Bradley. Up and in. Central 33, Norfolk 29. That's the first point in the ball game for Omaha Central, or excuse me, for Norfolk. He had about a 2-minute span there. Hadn't scored since the 2:26 mark. Second free throw now. Bradley will put it up, and that one is no good. Rebound comes down to McKenzie. 35 seconds to go. Bradley went for the steal, didn't get it, and Biggs will bring it across the timeline, and the Eagles probably going to play for the last shot here. Biggs dribbling it out front. Jonah Bradley not going to make it easy on him. 20 seconds. Biggs dribbling, and Bradley not close enough for the 5-second count. 12 seconds. 10 seconds. Biggs just dribbling out time. They clear it out for him. Biggs shake and bake. Right elbow. 360 move. Now up and under. The shot rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound by the Panthers, and they will not get a shot away here before the end of the first half of play. We're at halftime of the 2010 Nebraska State High School Class A Boys State Championship game with the score Omaha Central 33 and Norfolk 29. You're listening to Championship Saturday here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and we will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this timeout.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Potter Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another length and a half back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
We come back into
brought to you by Eats Office Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Grandstand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Potter. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where it is halftime, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. It's the next-to-last basketball game of the 2009-2010 season, and at halftime in Class A, it is Omaha Central 33 and Norfolk 29. Doug Duda with you here from the Devaney Center. There's just one more game to go tonight as Archbishop Bergen takes on Ravenna. Ravenna trying to repeat as the Class C2 state champions, as they were able to get here on the wild card, and the team that they thought they might have to get through, Axtell, was upset by Archbishop Bergen last night. They got out to a 29-9 lead, and the Archbishop Bergen Knights are a very tall, wide, lengthy team, and Archbishop is looking to bring home a state championship again. They won it in 2008 in Class D1 with Wes Eichmeyer. Of course, everybody remembers him breaking the state tournament scoring record that year when they dropped down to D1. Now they're back up in C2, and they're looking for the fourth state championship. One thing about Archbishop, every time they've been in the finals, they have won. For Ravenna, they have only lost once, and that was probably the best team Ravenna ever had, was back in 2006. Drake Veronik and all of the boys, Saborn, Kalicki, their senior season, they ended up the runner-up. And overall, 2005 and 2009, their championship years, of course, the winners last year, defeating Freeman in the state final. Freeman now down in D1, and they won the D1 state championship game here today. Ravenna appears to be a much more balanced team. Anybody can get hot and do some good things. You take a look at what Archbishop Bergen does, it's all with that height. I mean, they go 6'5", 6'3", 6'1", and they really spread things out and make it tough. And Axtell's 1-3-1, they just couldn't find a way to get in and do things with it. They bring 6'7", and they bring 6'5", off the bench. And so Archbishop pretty deep when it comes to bringing height in. They're 22-3 on the season. Their losses coming all in the second half of the year to Council Bluffs St. Albert, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Wahoo Newman, playing in that very tough Centennial Conference. For Ravenna, their losses this year coming, of course, to Axtell in the district final. The other two came to Grand Island Central Catholic in the second game of the year and to Adams Central in the conference tournament final. They did avenge that loss to Adams Central in the following week in the regular season finale that helped give them a part of the Lou Platte Conference title. So that's the game that's coming up next here on ESPN and on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Earlier today, in Class B, South Sioux City defeated Omaha Scott 60-56 in overtime. In C1, Hastings St. Cecilia wins their third consecutive state title, beating Shadron 46-40. In Class D1, Freeman defeated Overton 52-38. And in Class D2, Ewing wins over Hampton in a low-scoring affair by a score of 41-33. In the consolation games from earlier today, in Class A, Omaha Creighton Prep defeated Lincoln Southeast 71-56. In Class B, it was Beatrice over Walston 51-49. In C1, Minden outlasted Norfolk Catholic 65-59. In C2, in a very exciting ball game, Axtell 75 and Johnson County Central 71. And in that game, Brother Kosmicki had 36 points for Johnson County. He had 80 total points in this Class C2 state tournament. In D1, the consolation game went to Emerson Hubbard over Humphrey St. Francis, 44-39. And in D2, it was Hayes Center beating Hayes Springs in the consolation game, 71-66. It's going to be a long halftime here in Class A because both of the cheer squads and dance teams performed, and now the biggest halftime event of the boys or girls state tournament, the Nebraska School Activities Association Distinguished Service Awards, will be handed out. And among those of note, Rich Broderson from the University of Nebraska at Kearney will be receiving one of those. Of course, he has been a longtime announcer here for a variety of sports and helps coordinate the state cross-country meet and does so much more. So congratulations to Rich. At halftime here in Class A, it's Omaha Central 33 and Norfolk 29. We'll be back and take a look at the starting line, or the statistics from the first half in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report of the Class A State Championship game. Jerry Eichhoff of Hampton and John Levecki of White have just been honored with the Outstanding Service Recipients. The eight distinguished service recipients, Rich Broderson from Kearney, Don Freeberg of Plattsmouth, Jack Guggemus of Waverly, Robert Radke of Llewellyn, of course Jack Guggemus back in the day from Aurora, Don Schosser of Polk, Dave Strubing from Brainerd, East Butler Territory, John Turco of Lincoln, and from the media, Jane White from Beatrice. Those are the folks being honored here tonight. So Rich Broderson, who had to get his picture taken in a suit and tie to be in the program today, now receiving his award. So congratulations to Rich Broderson. Of course, he is the one that started the whole three-pointer, and everybody seems to be picking up on that, not only at state, but across the state of Nebraska as well. Nobody can do it as well as Rich Broderson, so congratulations to him. Taking a look at what has happened today in college, Kansas defeating Kansas State 72-64 for the Big 12 men's title. It was Kentucky over Tennessee, 74-45. Duke beat Miami, 77-74. Minnesota crushed fifth-ranked Purdue, 69-42. Ohio State beat Illinois in double overtime in the Big Ten tournament, 88-81. It was Temple over Rhode Island, 57-44. Houston upset UTEP 81-73. Mississippi State knocked off Vanderbilt 62-52. Elsewhere, Washington should have secured themselves into the big dance. They upset Cal in the championship game going on in the Pac-10 tournament, 79-75. Elsewhere, Georgia Tech beat North Carolina State, so they play Duke in the ACC final tomorrow. You'll be able to hear that right here on ESPN Radio at 11:30, followed by the Big Ten Championship with Minnesota taking on Ohio State. Of course, Elliot Alayson from Shadron headed to Minnesota next year. The Nebraska women's basketball team was upset today by Texas A&M by a score of 80-70 in the semifinals of the Big 12 Conference Women's Basketball Tournament. And Oklahoma beat Oklahoma State, so Nebraska's women suffering their first loss of the year. They should still be a number one seed in the NCAA tournament when that field is announced on Monday. Again, an extended halftime going on here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. It is Omaha Central 33 and Norfolk 29. We will look at the first half stats in 1 minute.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
In its heyday, Detroit was the center of the universe for cars and music. Now, Ford Field in Detroit is the home of another Ford.
Just a quick shot. Score! Just like that, the terrific slap shot right down the slot.
The NCAA Frozen Four Championships, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Let's take a look at the first half stats of our basketball game. First of all, for Norfolk, Nate Marsh has 2 rebounds. Tanner Lancaster, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jalen Bradley, 14 points. He's hit 4 threes. He's got 1 rebound. Jonah Bradley, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Brady Lohman, 8 points, 1 rebound. Garrett Johnson, 2 rebounds. And Tanner Gassell has 2 rebounds as well. Norfolk, 29 points here in the first half. They had 15 in the first quarter, 14 in the second. So 29 points, 19 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. A very solid 7 of 12 from three-point land. 2 blocked shots, 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Foul situation, Nate Marsh, Tanner Lancaster, and Brady Lohman all have 2 personal fouls. Norfolk shot 10 of 26 in the first half for 38.5%, but 58% from the three-point line where they were 7 of 12. We'll take a look at the numbers for Omaha Central right after this timeout.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, Think Midway.
First Saturday in May, only a few weeks away. The Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs.
It's at the top of the lane of the Derby.
It's the focal point of the sports world that day.
In front by an egg.
As the best three-year-olds battle it out in the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown.
Gill's still got 10 or more to make up.
Talk about it beforehand.
Brings it by a length and three quarters.
Listen for the call May 1st, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460.
At 12-1, wins it by a length and three quarters.
And
1550. Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report as the teams will be taking the court for their second half warm-ups momentarily. Now let's take a look at the numbers for Omaha Central. Akoya Gao has 7 points and 8 rebounds in the first half. Josh Hackett, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Dominique McKenzie, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Sean McGarry has come up with 10 big points here. Devrell Biggs, off his 35-point performance last night, has 9 points, 1 rebound. But remember, last night, he had just 10 in the first half before getting a total of 35 in the ballgame. And that is the stats here for Omaha Central. the Eagles, 17 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second, and at the half, 33 points, 17 rebounds, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, 3 out of 9 from three-point land. They have 7 block shots, 5 of those for a gal, and 2 turnovers is all Omaha Central has turned the ball or thrown it away in this basketball game. Omaha Central is 13-31 for the field for 42%. That 3 of 9 from three-point land, 33%. And so Omaha Central with the lead at the half here in your Class A state championship game by a score of 33-29. But an Orange Bowl length halftime here, and the teams are still not back out on the floor. And I think we've told you about everything we can tell you, how things went today, the stats of the first half of this game, college basketball games going on throughout the day. And we should see a great second half of basketball here as the teams are waiting to be allowed back out on the floor. 33-29, Omaha Central. Hey, don't forget, coming up next week, we've got the Doug and Daddy NCAA Tournament Challenge. You can get registered now by going to ESPN's Tournament Challenge and logging on to the Doug and Daddy, just going into the group named Doug and Daddy. The password is Doug and Daddy, and you can get signed up so when the field of 65 is announced tomorrow, you can start making your picks. We've always got great prizes to give away, and we will again here in 2010. We'll also be on the road with the Doug and Daddy Show next week, and on Monday, a recap of the Boys State High School basketball tournament, including a chat with Kevin Asher, the state championship coach from Hastings St. Cecilia. And hopefully, Paul Barana can bring one home for his Ravenna Blue Jays as well. So that's all coming up here in the basketball game, or excuse me, in the near future on ESPN Radio. 2 more championship games coming your way for college basketball tomorrow, and then plenty of coverage of the field of 65 as ESPN Radio breaks down the teams that are in, the teams that aren't, and how the brackets break down as the NCAA tournament gets underway Thursday. Complete coverage of all the games right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We will be back with second half action here in Class A, where Omaha Central leads Norfolk 33-29, and we'll do it after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Ordino shut up. No good rebound. I get it. With 5 seconds to go, to Ryan. The Blue Hawks are going to win their third in a row. St. Cecilia has won their third consecutive Boys State Basketball Championship.
World champions, national champions, state champions, all here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
46-40, the Blue Hawks win their 25th game of the year.
And as always, we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season, the final day of the 2009-2010 winter sports season, and we've got a game and a half left to go. It is the second half of this Class A state championship game, and it will be Omaha Central who inbound a basketball, leading Norfolk 33-29. 10 points for Sean McGarry, and 9 points for Devrell Biggs, 7 for Akoya Gow, and on Norfolk's side, 14 in the ball game for Bradley. And that's a Jalen Bradley leading the way. He's hit four threes. McGow takes it inside. His little finger roll rolls around the rim and no good. But he will be fouled and go back to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Nate Marsh. He's got three now in the basketball game. Jalen Bradley runs back into. He's going to be guarded the entire way there by Sean McCary because he thinks maybe he's trying to pull a fast one on him and sneak back for the fast break. First free throw by Agao is no good. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. And it's 34-29. Omaha Central gets a point on their first possession. Trying to double the team, the inbounds pass, but Brady Lohman able to beat him to it, and he'll get the ball into the front court. Get it in front of us to Jonah Bradley, who takes it to the top of the circle. Jonah swings it right side to Nate Marsh. Marsh, bounce pass inside. Lohman to Marsh. Marsh can't get it. Got his own rebound. Puts the floater back up. Missed it again. And it's pulled down by Omaha Central. Dominique McKenzie with the basketball up ahead to McGary. McGary brings it all the way to the right side of the key. Spins, lost it off a knee, and it long to Norfolk. McGow, McGary, Hackett, Biggs, and McKenzie, the original starting five for Omaha Central out there. Jalen and Jonah Bradley for Norfolk, along with Marsh, Woolman, and Lancaster, the original five starters out there for the Panthers. 34-29, Omaha Central leading Norfolk in the opening minute of the second half of play. Bradley with it on the left wing, trying to work off a couple of picks. Jonah to Jalen, guarded out there by McGary to Woolman. Back up top they'll go to Marsh. Back over to Woolman, guarded by Devrell Big. Woolman so far in the basketball game, 8 points. Back door, they got it to Woolman. He didn't realize how open he was, and then shot it a little late off balance. Shot no good, and the tip to Devrell Biggs. And Biggs will push the ball off the floor here for Omaha Central. On the right wing, he's got to be looking to get going again offensively with just the 9 points. Pull-up jumper off the crossover dribble is no good, and the rebound comes down to Jonah Bradley. Bradley will bring it across the timeline here for the Panthers. Looking for the first out-state title since 2002 when Grand Island won it. On the right wing, Marsh takes it out of Coy. Nothing there. Coy Agao cutting off that baseline and not allowing anybody in there. He's got 5 blocks in the game. Here's a three-pointer on the right wing. No good by Jonah Bradley. And all black jerseys underneath. And this time it'll be Dominique McKenzie to get the rebound. Omaha Central up by 5. We're looking for our first field goal here of the second half. Up top, looking at a three-pointer on the way. It's off the mark by Beckett. No good. And the rebound brought down. Hackett. I said Beckett. Hackett with the rebound. And into the front court, Woolman. Woolman comes all the way to the right wing. Kicks it out for a three by Jalen Bradley. It's blocked there by McGary. And now the outlet to McGary. And it's going to be knocked away. Somebody's out of bounds. It's off Norfolk. Omaha Central ball. Good hustle by Tanner Lancaster to get down the floor and negate that layup opportunity. Omaha Central will get the basketball underneath their own hoop. And Coach Behrens is trying to get his team's attention. Of course, having a lot of success in the smaller school ranks. Now coaching here in Class A, and Devrell Big is going to get called for a double dribble. Trying a fancy little crossover move on the baseline. And that is just the third turnover of the game, or make it fourth turnover of the game for Omaha Central. A couple of them already here. In the third quarter, Panther basketball still looking for a point here in the second half. We played 2.5 minutes. Marsh up top finds Bradley off a couple of picks. Baseline wide open, so the jumper is up and no good by Tanner Lancaster. And Bradley pulls down the rebound, but they're going to call him for the foul. The foul will be on Jonah Bradley. That'll be his second and the team's first foul here in the half. Checking in, Tanner Gessel. Gasol checks in, and Tanner Gasol will come in, and coming out will be Nate Marsh. Norfolk not playing a lot of kids, not an overly deep team here. And Coach Ben Reese talking to Marsh over there, and of course, it seems like Norfolk doesn't have a lot of kids that want to shoot the basketball either. They got 3 kids that average 15 points, and the rest of the team just very much a role player. And with the basketball, Omaha Central, pass almost stolen away by Bradley. He'll get it back to Devrell Biggs. Biggs just kind of slowly dribbling from right to left here against the Panther man-to-man. Again, Bradley goes with a steal, can't get it. Swing it over on the right side. Jackson alley-oop, back door to Biggs, and he'll double-clutch, jam it home. His second dunk of the game. Lohman's going to try and catch him napping. He'll hustle to the other end, and a foul will be called. two free throws coming up for Lowellman. The foul is going to be called on Sean McGarry, his second. And two free throws coming up now for Brady Lowellman, and the first one is up and in. And Norfolk with their first point here of the second half. 36-30. It took them over 3 minutes to score that. And back into the ball game, Nate Marsh. Second free throw now coming up. And Lowellman will fire this one up, and it's going to be off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by McKenzie. And up the floor they come to Biggs. Biggs goes coast to coast. One-hand floater off the iron, no good. But a foul there. He missed. Second chance, McKenzie. He'll get it. Omaha Central winning the battle of the boards pretty big time right now. Here's a pull-up jumper fake that time by Gasol. He dropped the basketball, turns it over. McKenzie up the floor is going to be grabbed on the way down the floor by number one, Jalen Bradley. That'll be his first foul. But Norfolk shooting just 31% now from the field. Haven't scored yet here in the second half. And checking into the basketball game is going to be number 15, Garrett Johnson. And Jalen Bradley will come out for a breather. Omaha Central 38, Norfolk 30. And Central will throw it in front of their own bench. Central's biggest lead was at 9 points. Back between the circles with it will be Sean McGarry. As the Norfolk student body does what they can to make some noise, but now that Omaha Central's on the other side of the floor, not going to affect him very much. Biggs dribbling around, makes an old-look pass all the way to the right side to McGarry, back over to Biggs. Biggs fakes the three, now off the dribble, comes into the paint and took an extra step, wave it off with a walk. Travel, Omaha Central with their fifth turnover, and we have got our television timeout. With 3:55 to go in quarter number three, Omaha Central 38, Norfolk 30. You're listening to the Class A State Championship on Championship Saturday on ESPN Radio.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
This week the fun continues. The NCAA, the big dance, St. Patrick's Day, and Doug and Daddy take the show on the road. Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day at Cunningham's Journal. And Friday, it's the NCAA tournament at Fanatics. March Madness, sort of like texting and driving a Toyota all at once. Doug and Daddy on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Doug Duda along with our producer and engineer, Derek Stenson, thanking all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you the state tournament. All six games last Saturday, all six games again this Saturday, as we continue to bring you the championships in every sport on Championship Saturday. And the ball is going to be swatted out of bounds by Omaha Central. Oh, now they overturn it and give the ball to Omaha Central. Norfolk couldn't even get the ball inbounds on a one-on-one. So Central gets the ball underneath their own hoop and could go up by 10. Jackson into the ball game, out to a Gow, and he walks. Got it to him on the left elbow. He thought he could dribble and take it to the hoop, and a travel is going to be called. So right back over to Norfolk, and the teams exchange turnovers. They'll get it in to Jonah Bradley, and Bradley will clear things out, bring it up one-on-one. Guarding him is Sean McGarry, who has had a fine ball game here so far for the Eagles of Omaha Central. Norfolk ball at the top of the circle. They'll get it to Lowellman. Lowellman to the free throw line. Kicks it into the corner to Bradley. The ball knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Norfolk. Biggs tips it away from behind. And we've got a substitution back in. It will be Jalen Bradley. And checking out will be Nathan Marsh. 3:34 to go here in quarter number three. Norfolk still just 1 point. It was 33-29 at the half, and Omaha Central's only put up five here. Norfolk to get it in, and they'll kick it out towards midcourt to Lowellman. Ullman working that inbounds play off the pick, left side, pick and roll, driving in. The shot is blocked. Are we going to get a foul or are we going to get a jump? We're going to get a foul called, and that will send Tanner Gasol to the line. Looks like he was tied up pretty good there. And at the line, two shots for Tanner Gasol. Three fouls now on Jacob Hughes and Hackett for Omaha Central. And the free throw is no good. Well, we got off to a good start offensively in the Class A game. 17-15 after one, 33-29 at half. But we have struggled here mightily in the third quarter of play. And not necessarily because of any major defensive changes. And Norfolk now to shoot their second free throw. It's on the way. The sound, no good. McGow will bring down the rebound for Omaha Central. And Norfolk just 3 of 7 at the line now in the contest. Basketball belongs to Biggs over on the right wing. Gives it to McGarry. Thinking about the three, Hackett goes down to a gal, one-on-one in the paint, turnaround jumper up and in over Gasol, the biggest lead of the game for Omaha Central. They are up by 10, leading Norfolk 40-30 with 3 minutes to go. Holding the ball, looking for some help for Lohman. He might need a timeout, finds Garrett Johnson. Only one timeout's been called, and that was by Central. Norfolk has all of theirs, and Marsh is going to drive, left-hand jumper, no good, way short, ball comes down to Jacob Hughes. Hughes into the front court. Trapp throws it into the left-hand corner to Hackett. In the middle, of Gow is open. He'll drive and score. 12-point game, and Norfolk's going to call a timeout as soon as they get to the timeline. But first, a foul in the backcourt, it looks like. Going to be called on Omaha Central. Goes on Jacob Hughes. And that is his fourth foul of the basketball game. Now checking in for Norfolk, Tanner Lancaster. Coach Ben Reese and his team trying to find a way to get that state championship home. They've only been in the state final 2 times in school history out of 44 trips to state. They were the runner-up in 1927 and won the state title, of course, in 1987, a memorable run there. 42-30 now, a 12-point lead, and here comes the drive and the scoop shot up and in by Jalen Bradley, and a timeout will be called by Norfolk. So they're able to pick up the bucket, and it's going to be a 30-second timeout. With 2:25 to go in the third quarter of play, Omaha Central 42, Norfolk 32 on ESPN Radio.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln after the 30-second timeout by Norfolk off the scoop shot and make by Jalen Bradley. He's got 16 points at the ball game. Or at least he should. They've only got him for 14. There they updated. He's got 16 in the ball game. 42-32 and a long pass down the floor to Jackson on the baseline. Trying to get it around Jalen Bradley. Forces a little leaner. No good. A gal tips it to himself and lays it up and in. Nice work by the freshman, Akoya Agao. 44-32, and Agao now with 12 points, and he leads the team. Woolman kicks it off Marsh, got Agao in the air, then it's knocked away from behind, loose ball, and we are still fighting for it. A jump ball going to be called, and a tie-up underneath, and now a little pushing and shoving. Omaha Central coming out of there a little hot, as Tanner Lancaster was tied up down low. And coming into the basketball game for Omaha Central, Edward Vinson will take out McKenzie. And a lot of jawing going on right now. And Akoya Gow thinks he's getting shoved around. Just a freshman, so his senior leader, Devrell Biggs, got to talk to him, and now we're ready to go. Norfolk ball underneath their own hoop. On the tie-up, they'll get it to Bradley. He'll drive, kick it off to Marsh, puts it up, and scores and fouls. Got on the rim there for quite a while, and a nice move to cut the lead back to 10. 44-34, a minute 50 to go here in the third quarter of play. Nate Marsh goes to the line for the first time this evening. Checking into the game for Norfolk, Jarvis Smoot. Jarvis Green Smoot comes in for the first time. And for Jarvis, he is a 6-foot senior, seeing his first action with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. And now the free throw coming up for Nate Marsh. He'll put it up and in and out, no good. Boy, Norfolk shooting less than 50% from the line, 7 of 15 so far in the game. Omaha Central maintains a 10-point lead, and DeVrell Biggs will bring it up right side, give it up top to McGarry. He drives and he's fouled. And the fouls are starting to mount up now. Four on each team here. The foul is on Jalen Bradley. That'll be the second on Jalen. Four players with two. The only one with three is Marsh for Norfolk. For Omaha Central, Fuse has four, three on Hackett. Two free throws coming up here for Sean McGarry. And the first one is on the way and in. McGarry now with 11 points. Back into the ball game, Tanner Lancaster for Coach Ben Reese's Norfolk Panthers. Class A state championship game right here on ESPN Radio. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound brought down and then knocked out of the hands of Marsh, but he gets it back to Lohman. Lohman, the lane is open, so he'll take it strong to the hoop, put it up, no good. There should be goaltending. I don't know how the official didn't see it. They grabbed the rim, grabbed the net, excuse me, and they're not going to get the goaltending call. I think the officials are going to discuss it. They do get the foul. And at the line to shoot two will be Brady Lohman. So the last minute or so here, this game has been pretty intense, to say the least. Omaha Central's trying to put this thing away, and Norfolk's trying to hang in there. They've only scored 5 points this entire quarter. And the free throw is on the way and in. 45-35, Omaha Central. And just two field goals the entire quarter for Norfolk. Second free throw is on the way, and it is no good, but an offensive, well, it had the offensive rebound, and Marsh dropped it. It goes to Jackson, and Darian Jackson will get it to DeVrell Biggs. Norfolk is just killing themselves at the line. Biggs tripped up, got it back, throws it underneath, wide open Jackson. He scores. Norfolk was already headed the other way because they thought they had the steal. 47-35, Omaha Central back up by a dozen. Norfolk on the right wing with it, looking to get some kind of an offensive move and going for the steal. A foul called on Edward Vincent. Vincent will have his second personal foul, his sixth team foul here on the Eagles of the half. Back into the ball game, Tanner Gassell for Norfolk. 1:04 to go, third quarter, 47-35, Omaha Central. Norfolk has not really made a run at Omaha Central since early in the second quarter. Inbound pass comes out towards midcourt to Brady Lohman. Lohman, top of the key, dribbling, looking for his men to come off a couple of picks, see if anybody's open, to Jonah Bradley. Bradley, left wing, they haven't even got a good three off in a long, long time. They were 7 of 12 in the first half. They're 0 of 2 in the third quarter. And Jalen Bradley, who hit 4, will fire one up and hit it. No, just like it was scripted, Jalen Bradley hits his fifth three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 19. 47-38 Omaha Central, 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And DeVrell Briggs is going to bring it up and just dribble in place, and Briggs is going to go for the last shot. Hasn't worked out so well for Omaha Central. And he's going to work out a lot of clock here, and Norfolk says that's fine. That's fine, just play defense. They're going to let him dribble it out. 15 seconds. Slowly dribbles to the left side. They've got a gal up the top of the circle. Vincent trying to set a pick. Biggs is going to attack the hole. Has it blocked out of there. The shot blocked by Gassell. They'll head the other way. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and the ball out of bounds off of Norfolk. Good defensive play that time by Sean McGarry. And Omaha Central has a second and a half, and they'll take it out in front of their own bench. Chance for a three-pointer, chance for a bucket at least, and they're going to bring in Josh Hackett, another three-point shooter here. So far, Central 3 of 10 from three-point land. Hackett has one of those. And it'll be McGarry to throw it in. Set play to Biggs. Biggs puts it up and off the iron, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play here in the Class A State Boys Basketball Championship game. The Omaha Central Eagles 47 and the Norfolk Panthers 38. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KICF Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
College basketball comes roaring into its month-long spotlight.
Tough shot, right side, glasses!
The opening act has teams battling on the proverbial bubble to the frenzied pace of the conference tournaments. Then the play-in game, the big dance, the Sweet 16, the Elite 8,
and the Final Four,
the national championship. That's why it's called March Madness. Follow the march to Indianapolis on April 2nd on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
We head to the fourth quarter of play in the 2010 Class A Boys State Basketball Championship game. Omaha Central will have the ball and a 9-point lead over Norfolk, 47-38. In that third quarter of play, Omaha Central is able to put up 14 points and hold Norfolk to 9. Inbounds pass comes in to McKenzie, takes it to Biggs. Biggs down the lane, puts up the little leaner, no good. Rebound brought down by Marsh. He hung in the air and still couldn't get it to go. Now Lohman pulls up at the other end from 10. It rolls off the rim, no good. And then an over-the-back foul going to be called on Norfolk. Tanner Lancaster is over the back. And for Tanner Lancaster, that will be his third personal foul, fifth team foul of a half on the Panthers. But Norfolk just not hitting their jump shots. They had a wide-open look there from 10 feet, couldn't get it to go. Norfolk shooting 35%, Omaha Central 42%. In this basketball game, Norfolk, Omaha Central, both were riding a five-game winning streak coming into state, and now a timeout by Central because they had trouble getting the ball up the floor. It's a 30-second timeout. Central 47, Norfolk 38, 7:32 to go. We're back in 30 seconds.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory-certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
And we are back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Norfolk trying to get fired up here, but they still trail 47-38. And Omaha Central to throw the ball in. The official making sure the band quit before he handed it in. And here we go. Cal will have his pass tipped away, and the ball is loose. What a great save by Lohman. DeMarsh goes in and finishes. Great play by Brady Lohman, and Nate Marsh took it in and scored, 47-40. And Omaha Central about headed up the floor without taking the ball in. Here's DeVrell Biggs working his way up the right side of the baseline. The runner up and in. Boy, tough shot by Biggs, but he'll knock it down. And DeVrell Biggs now with 13 in the game. Here's Bradley trying to get a three. Can't get it. Skip pass right side. Here's Lohman for three. Up and in. Brady Lohman knocks down the three, and a timeout going to be called here by Norfolk. Norfolk has cut the lead down to six. They were down by as many as 12, and now with 6:51 to go in the ball game, it is Omaha Central 49 and Norfolk 43. We'll take another break and be back in 30 seconds.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Well, if you couldn't tell, the Norfolk fans outnumber maybe everybody. They are all over the place here. A huge contingent of Norfolk fans, and if they can come back, this place will absolutely see the roof come off of it. They have been a great group of fans here, and they have cut the lead to six, but Omaha Central's led most of the way. Now the ball knocked out of the hands of the McKenzie. The steal is made. Roman working on Biggs, and Biggs too much will be the blocking foul. And a one-on-one coming up for Norfolk. DeVrell Biggs with his first personal foul. And it's the 18th foul, and a one-on-one coming up here. For the Norfolk Panthers, at the line will be Brady Lohman. Lohman is 2 of 4 at the line, but Norfolk as a team is a disastrous 4 of 11. So they need to hit their free throws. Lohman's free throw is up, and it is in. 49-44, Omaha Central. Lohman now a chance to cut the lead to 4 if he can knock this down. And the second free throw for Lohman on the way, and it is good. 49-45. Omaha Central's lead has been cut to 4. This is close as Norfolk has been since halftime when it was 33-29. Biggs trying to bring the ball off the floor. He'll stay out of the trap and give it over to Darian Jackson. Jackson, crossover dribble, gets it to the big guy, a Gow, who dribbles in, goes backside, lob, knocked out of McGarry's hand, still picked up Central, up and in, and a foul to go along with it. Good play inside that time by Josh Hackett. Hackett getting the loose ball, keeping it alive, and now a chance for a three-point play. And I'll tell you what, Omaha Central has done that a ton tonight. They are getting offensive rebounds and scoring off those offensive rebounds. And a lot of them have been uncontested putbacks. This one was not, but a great play there. And Nate Myers has picked up his fourth foul. At the line, the free throw is on the way. It is no good. The rebound brought down by Nate Myers. They'll give it off to Brady Lohman, and Lohman will bring it into the front court. Trying to shake loose a big. Bounce pass into the corner here to Jonah Bradley. Bradley finds an opening off the pick, but decides not to take it out of Cal. He'll give it off to the little guy, Jalen Bradley. Comes into the paint, dishes it off to Johnson, partially blocked to Cal. Offensive rebound, put back up Marsh. He is fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And the foul is going to be called on number 12, Josh Hackett. And that will be the fourth foul on Hackett. Hackett and Fuse each have 4 for Central. Marsh with 4 and 3 on Lancaster for Norfolk. At the line, Nate Marsh to shoot 2. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Into the ball game for Norfolk. Jarvis Green Smoot for Omaha Central. Back into the game is going to be Jackson. Second free throw now coming up for Nathan Marsh. And this one is on the way, and it is no good. A Gal brings down the rebound, and Norfolk shooting 43% from the line. Biggs brings it into the front court with a little crossover dribble. Biggs with 13 in the game, McGow with 14, McGarry with 11. 51-45 Eagles. They spread the floor, and Biggs is just dribbling around midcourt, trying to get Norfolk to come out and guard him and then blow by him. Now he does put the ball on the floor, comes into the paint, puts the jumper up and in. They spread the floor, and Biggs took him to the hole and makes it an 8-point game again. 53-45 Central off back-to-back buckets. Lohman gives it to Bradley. With it is Jonah Bradley into the double team. Kicks it to the free throw line. Marsh got a guy to fly at him. Now drives in. Missed the jumper. Rebound out of bounds. And it's off of Norfolk. Boy, after a guy skied in the air, they should have just taken him out with the foul there. But instead, they drove by him and almost committed the charging foul. We do have a television timeout here on the floor. So with 5:12 to go in the championship, Omaha Central 53 and Norfolk 45. We'll be back in a minute on ESPN.
Back to factory stakes. Free estimates from certified techs. Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Cincinnati.
They played their way through a 28-game regular season and their conference championship
UCLA,
to qualify for a do-or-die tournament of 65 teams.
Memphis, Hawaii, USC.
From the Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight, the NCAA Final Four. For continuous college basketball coverage
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Nebraska baseball team picks up a pair of wins today here at home as they sweep Houston Baptist 10-2 of 8-0. Now they're going to finish up that series tomorrow at Haymarket Park. 5-10 to go in the ball game, and Omaha Central nearly turns it over. Now they've got numbers into the front court. Hackett comes into the lane, puts it up and a foul to go along with it. 3-point play opportunity here for Omaha Central. 55-45, six in a row here from the Eagles after the lead was cut to four. Back in the ball game, Garrett Johnson for Norfolk. All of our broadcasts also available on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Right now, though, a three-point play opportunity for Hackett, and he will succeed and finish it off. And now he will come out of the ball game, and Jacob Hughes will check back in. Hackett with 10 points. He is the fourth Eagle into double digits here today. For Norfolk, Jalen Bradley with 19 and Brady Lohman with 15. 11-point lead again here on a 7-0 run for Omaha Central. Jalen Bradley with it on the right side of the key, 5 minutes to go. Trying off the pick, a cow is there. To the baseline, Marsh. Back out to Bradley. Ball fake to the top of the circle. Keeping it on the right side, Jalen Bradley, bounce pass inside, Marsh up, no good, but he's fouled. That's been one of the big differences in the game. Norfolk can't make anything when they get fouled, and Omaha Central makes everything and draws the foul. Omaha Central shooting 47% for the game, and Norfolk up to 36%. Two free throws now for Marsh, and then again, their free throw shooting has been bad. This one is on the way. It's no good. This is unbelievable. Marsh is 0 for 4 at the line. Norfolk is 6 of 16. You just hit four more of those, and you're still in this game. Second free throw now for Marsh. And the senior, taking a little bit of frustration out on the dribble, puts it up and finally makes one. Omaha Central 56, Norfolk 46, 4:40 to go in this Class A state championship game. With it is DeVrell Biggs, little dribbling exhibition, stutter dribble across the timeline, gets by Lohman, comes into the paint, throws it up, no good. Agau is there, no good. Second time, no good, and Agau should be over the back here of Nate Marsh. And for Akoy Agau, that'll be his third personal foul. And we walk to the other end for a 1-1. Don't forget, still to come, the Class C2 Boys State Championship game between Ravenna and Archbishop Bergen of Fremont. That game can also be heard on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And now the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. That is the 10th foul. And so he gets two. Second free throw coming up as the free throw woes continue for Norfolk. And Marsh puts it up, and it is good. He's now 2 of 7 at the line, and it's 56-47 Omaha Central. Into the front court with it, Jackson. Long outlet pass, Biggs. Biggs hasn't shot in quite some time. He's got 15 points. He's more handling the basketball. Inside they go for a scoop shot. Sean McGarry off the window and in. 58-47. Omaha Central's doing a great job right now, not letting Norfolk catch up. Woolman to the hole. Has it blocked off the window, but Marsh with a great follow off the six-block shot of McGow. He'll put it up and in. 58-49. Run to the other end, and we got a carry called on Omaha Central. Bedrell Biggs, a little too fancy, evidently dribbling the ball at the floor last time. Wave off the fast break bucket. Into the ball game for Norfolk, Tanner Lancaster. And with 3:58 to go in the game, Norfolk has the ball. Omaha Central leading it, 58-49. Omaha Central looking for their fourth state championship in the last 5 years. They won it 3 years in a row from 06 to 08. And then last year, Creighton Prep beat Lincoln Southwest. Top of the key three, Bradley on the way, sitting on the rim and will not go. Boy, that did everything but fall, and a gal will pull down the rebound. I think Norfolk would have even had a tip back if it hadn't sat on the rim so long. Now Biggs has it stolen away. Three on one the other way. Woolman lays it up and scores. So Brady Woolman knocks it down, and that makes it 58-51. Omaha Central, 3.5 to go in the game. McGarry brings the ball up the floor, and we have got a whistle and a hand check foul at midcourt. And that'll be the eighth team foul on Norfolk. The personal foul goes on Tanner Lancaster. That's his fourth personal foul, so he and Marsh each have four. On the other side, Hughes and Hackett each have four. At the line to shoot the 1-1 will be number three, Sean McGarry, the 6'1" senior. He has 13 points so far today. 2 of 4 at the line, and the free throw rattles around, hits the window, and falls. 59-51, Omaha Central. First meeting of the year between these two teams. Second free throw. On the way, and hits the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by the Panthers and Nate Marsh. Into the front court, Norfolk with the basketball. Left-hand wing. Oh, it's right out of the hands there. Slipped out of the hands of Bradley. Fast break the other way. Biggs brings it in, and nearly an intentional foul. And taken to the ground is going to be Biggs. The foul will be called on Jonah Bradley, who went up for the two-handed block. And as they replay it here, it was a hard foul, but a pretty clean foul. Biggs will go to the line and shoot two. It just was a flat-out hard foul. And checking into the ball game, Norfolk ready to check in Tanner Lancaster, but it is a two-shot foul, so they'll wait and shoot the first free throw here for Debrell Biggs. This will be his first free throw attempt in the basketball game. The Eagles are 8 of 14 as a team. And the first one is on the way, and it is no good. Checking out of the basketball game, Derek Johnson. Don't forget when we're done, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show for you. We'll quickly run down the final stats and give you a recap of what else has happened here today. Plus, we'll get you ready for the CT final. Second free throw, big. He's able to make this one, and we have got a television timeout. With 3:10 to go in the basketball game, Omaha Central 60, Norfolk 51. We'll be back after this break on ESPN Radio.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Again, the energy here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center continues to stay high. With 3:10 to go in the game, Class A final, Omaha Central 60, Norfolk 51. Our other winners today, South Sioux City, Hastings St. Cecilia, Freeman and Ewing. Still to come, Ravenna and Archbishop Bergen. And right now, Omaha Central up on Norfolk by 9. With it, Bradley. They try to get it to Jalen. Oh, he got fouled and no call. Back into the front left. They wanted a walk, and that's because McGarry was all over him, grabbing his arm. Now Lohman comes down the lane, lost the handle, but still found a way to scoop it up and in. 60-53. Long outlet pass to Agoy in the front court. He tries to dribble in. The freshman needs to get rid of that ball. And the timeout, yeah. Coach Jim McLaughlin says, whoa, big freshman, quit dribbling the ball all over the place. And so a timeout called here by Omaha Central, and they will have two remaining. Norfolk has three remaining. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
College basketball, the Big East Championship. West Virginia leads Georgetown with 2 minutes to go in the first half, 28-22. Earlier today, Kansas won the Big 12 over Kansas State, 72-64. Consolation game winners from earlier today, Omaha Creighton Prep, Beatrice, Minden, Axtell, Emerson Hubbard, and Hayes Center. 2:45 to go in the Class A final. Omaha Central has the ball at midcourt, leading 60-53 over Norfolk. And they will get the ball in from McGarry to DeVrell Biggs, guarded by Lohman. Norfolk has stayed in that man-to-man. DeVrell Biggs with a team-high 16 points, tries to drive to the hoop, does, misses a short runner. The rebound, Marsh fell down, and I guess that's because he was hooked. A foul going to be called on Omaha Central, and it's got to be on Biggs. He was the only one there. Him or a gal, and I think it's on Biggs, his second. And to the other line, we go to shoot two, but again, it's Nate Marsh, who's just 2 of 7 for the line for Norfolk. And he will shoot two, needing these two to cut it to 5. And the lefty puts it up and hits the front of the rim, no good. And all the confidence starting to wane right now. 2 of 8 from the line for Marsh. Second free throw coming up on the way, and that one is in. So again, 1 of 2. Omaha Central up by 6, 60-54, trying to put some backcourt pressure on. They'll get it to Darian Jackson, and he will get it to McGarry. Bounce pass up to Biggs. Biggs thought about attacking, now is going to pull it back out. Still dribbling around, left side, picks that dribble up, steps through and gets it to Jackson. Jackson skip pass over to the right side to McGarry. McGarry takes the drive in, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Norfolk. And now both teams are in the double bonus. Norfolk went for the tip, tried to steal it out of there, and instead the foul, and it will send Sean McGarry to the line. Foul is the third personal foul on Lohman, and the free throw is no good. For McGarry, he is now 3 of 7 at the line. Omaha Central is 9 of 17. Neither team shooting free throws well at all. Second free throw now for McGarry on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Brady Lohman. Long outlet pass. They get it to the corner, and the ball knocked out of the hands there at Johnson. A foul again was missed. Sean McGarry just raked over both of his arms in front of the Norfolk bench. They had Jalen Bradley, but the pass was a little too deep. So he had to turn and throw it right back out. And now it will be Norfolk ball in the corner. Down by 6. Johnson throws it in, gets it to Lohman on the right wing. Lohman isolated one-on-one, gets by one guy, takes it at a gal, missed the short runner. Offensive rebound, Marsh back up off the window, missed it again. Still fighting for it, still fighting for it. And it's going to be Johnson, and he walked with the basketball. Again, Norfolk multiple opportunities to cut into this lead, and they just continue to miss. Omaha Central has the basketball with a 6-point lead. Norfolk all around the rim that time, and a gal just held his presence. Hackett back into the ball game here for Omaha Central. 60-54. We're down to a minute 50 to go. They'll get the ball into Jackson, and he'll give it to McGarry. Bounce pass all the way to the front court to Agal. Comes down the baseline and scores. The big freshman makes a big move. 62-54. 16 points for Akoya Agal. 8-point lead. A minute 40 to go. And with it up top is Bradley. Bradley decides to drive into the double team. Out to Woolman. Woolman, ball fake, contact, blocking foul. Going to be called on Omaha Central. And it's going to go on Darian Jackson. And that'll be his third personal foul. Two free throws coming up. Chance for Norfolk to score while the clock is stopped. 1:27 remaining. The Misco Sports postgame show is still to follow here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Free throw, Lohman, good. 20 points now for Brady Lohman in the ball game. He is the leading scorer, surpassing Jalen Bradley, who has 19. 14 of those were in the first half. Lohman's second free throw is also good. That might be the first time all night Norfolk's hit two free throws in a row, and now the Panthers will call a timeout. 1:27 to go in the game. Omaha Central 62, Norfolk 56, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
It looks like Coach Ben Reese has put some kids in just to foul here. They'll get it into Devrell Biggs, trying to knock it away. They can't. Biggs is by two, by three underneath to Agal, and he'll dunk it. Akoya Gow jams it home, and Omaha Central keeps the pedal to the metal. Lohman up to Bradley, into the corner to Smoot. He puts up a three. First shot of the game. Why do you bring a kid in like that to shoot the ball? He misses it. First shot of the game, Class A final, and he fires a three up. But I guess you got to get the shot up as quick as you can. And it did not go, and a foul will send Devrell Biggs to the line, and Omaha Central is in control with a minute 10 to go. And starting to file in, Ravenna, Archbishop Bergen, not a whole lot of room to set. Waiting for the next game. Devrell Biggs, two free throws, first one, in and out, no good. Omaha Central, 9 of 19 from the line for 47%. Norfolk, 11 of 23, 47%. Either team makes free throws, it's a whole different story here. Either Central's up big or Norfolk's tied. Second free throw short. Missed them both. Rebound, another one for Nate Marsh. He has controlled the boards with 13. Here's a three, Lohman. No good. Crashing the boards. It's ricocheted off. The ball belongs to Central and a foul. And we'll go to the other end. Two free throws coming up for Jacob Fuse. Norfolk just continues to fire and continues to see the ball bound away. They are shooting 36% now, 18 of 50 in the game. Omaha Central 47%, 26 of 55. And there's been nothing easy. There's been a few dunks and a lot of layups for Omaha Central. 44 points in the paint. Norfolk has 16, everything else on the outside. Free throw is no good. Don't let the kids watch this. This is unbelievable. Class A ball, and they can't make a free throw. Second one on the way. It's almost a shot put style. It's no good. Marsh brings down the rebound. Under a minute to go. Lohman up the floor. Gives it to Bradley. He's double-teamed. Drives in. A little teardrop runner. No good. And here's going to be a push-off foul, I think, on Nate Marsh, and he is fouled out of the ball game. Omaha Central giving Norfolk every opportunity to close the gap, and they just can't do it. And Nate Marsh will foul out of the ball game for Norfolk. He finishes with 9 points, 14 team-high rebounds for Nate Marsh. 48 seconds to go. Norfolk, as you expect in Class A lot of seniors on the ball club, just like Omaha Central has, but Akoya Gao is only a freshman at 6'7". He could be the next great basketball player in the state, and he resides at Omaha Central. At the line is Devrell Biggs. He's one of four so far tonight, has 16 points. One of four Eagles in double figures. Free throw is good. When the clock hits 000, we will have the Misco Sports postgame show and recap all of the stats for you, so stay with us for that. Been a very long Class A game, about an hour 45. Second free throw, no good. Norfolk will bring down the rebound. Lohman up the floor. Going to put up a runner from nine. It's short. Offensive rebound. No, it's going to be taken away. Loose in the lane. Still fighting for it. And a foul going to be called on Norfolk. Finally getting out of there with it. Darian Jackson. 36 seconds to go. It seems like Norfolk has won out of their last 10 or 12 from the field. And Norfolk with a great, great season going to come up short here to Omaha Central. And at the line, Darian Jackson to try and put it away as the Omaha Central student section doing the na-na, hey-hey to Norfolk. And some of the fans are starting to get out of here because it's going to be such a cluster getting out. Norfolk with a great year, but they're going to be short here. 67-56 Omaha Central as Jackson makes them both. Lohman up the floor for the Panthers. Looks to give it off to Bradley. Bradley to the baseline. Pull-up jumper from 15. Finally gets one down. Timeout, Norfolk. Stops the clock with 24 seconds to go. And with that timeout, it is Omaha Central 67 and Norfolk 58. We'll take another break and be back in 30 seconds.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Doug Duda along with our producer engineer Derek Stinson, where Omaha Central is 24 seconds away from the sixth state championship in the modern era since 1974 and fourth in the last 5 years. They won it in 74 and 75 in three straight years from 2006 to 2008. Baseball pass to try and break the pressure. They get it to Devrell Biggs. He wants to go up and soft dunk it home, and he does. 69-58 Norfolk. One or two more shots left here. Lohman. Lohman's going to drive in. Scoop shot. Missed it. Been the way it's went. Central will get the rebound. And Norfolk should not foul, but they will with 7 seconds to go. Norfolk will end the year at 22-3. Omaha Central will win state at 23-4. And Coach Jim Eric Behrens is going to clear the bench here. 7 seconds remaining. At the line to shoot some more free throws is Sean McGarry to shoot two. And a whole host of folks waiting to check in on both sides. First free throw is up, and it is in. Omaha Central with their 70th point of the basketball game. And nine fresh players check in. Second free throw now coming up for Sean McGarry. Omaha Central, actually, this 12-point lead, their largest of the game, tied for the largest. And the second free throw, good. They're up by 13. That's the largest lead of the game, 71-58 Omaha Central. And Norfolk, with all of their subs in, one more chance to get a bucket here. And it'll be Tyson McGill to throw it in. Jalen Bradley stays in. Jalen, a long three from the top of the key, is off the iron, no good. Omaha Central gets the rebound, and they can begin the celebration. The fourth state championship in 5 years. for the Eagles of Omaha Central. The final score, Omaha Central 71 and Norfolk 58. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show in 1 minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Mischko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mischko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mischko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome to the pages.
The baseball world whittles its rosters to play ball.
We're going
to
give you one more chance.
Why is this a bench?
While the college basketball world continues its elimination to a championship final.
Must be nuts. What are they finding, guys? Red nuts.
For the latest news.
What are they finding, guys? Red
fool.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
On Central
you
Nebraska,
are one pathetic
ESPN
loser.
Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Misco Sports has all the gear you need for the upcoming spring season, including baseball, softball, track, soccer, tennis. They've got the gear to work out in, watch it in, and play it in at Misco Sports. Here's the final numbers for Norfolk. Jalen Bradley, 19 points, 1 rebound. He was 5 of 9 from 3-point land. Then we go to Jonah Bradley. He had 7 points, 4 rebounds. Garrett Johnson in the ball game had 3 rebounds. It was Nathan Marsh with 9 points and a team-high 14 rebounds. 21 points to lead the way for Brady Lohman of Norfolk. He had 3 rebounds. Tanner Lancaster, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And also Tanner Gassell had 4 rebounds. For Norfolk in the basketball game, they had 29 points in the first half. And in the second half, they put up another 29. Rebounds, they had 19 in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, and 9 of 19 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 7 of 12 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. For Norfolk, they finished with 58 points, 37 rebounds, 11 of 23 from the free throw line, 9 of 20 from three-point land. They had 3 blocked shots and 12 turnovers, and Norfolk will finish the season at 22-3. They shot just 34% tonight, 19 of 55 from the field. For Omaha Central, Okoye Gao had 18 points and a game-high 15 rebounds. It was Darian Barrientos Jackson with 4 points and 1 rebound. Sean McGarry, a fine game with 16 points tonight. 1 rebound for Corey Klein right there at the end of the basketball game. Jacob Fuse had 3 rebounds. Josh Hackett ends up with 10 points, 5 rebounds. Deverell Biggs ends up with 19 points, 4 rebounds. And finally, Dominique McKenzie, 4 points and 7 rebounds in the basketball game. For Omaha Central, in the rebound department, they had 17 in the first half, and they tore down 24 in the second half. Free throw shooting 4 of 6 in the first half. They were 10 of 22 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 2 in the first half, 8 in the second half. And for Omaha Central, they had 33 points in the first half. They scored 38 in the second half, and the Eagles finished with 71 points, 41 rebounds, 14 out of 28 from the free throw line, 3 of 11 from three-point land, 12 blocked shots tonight, and a majority of those came from Okoye Gao in this basketball game this evening, and also 10 turnovers for Omaha Central. Central shot 48% from the field tonight, 27 of 56. As Omaha Central wins their fourth Class A state championship in the last 5 years with a 71-58 win over Norfolk to end the year at 23-4. We'll take a break and wrap things up for our Class A championship on the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Bonner Park Track Announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another link that I have back up.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
And we come back into the
brought to you by Eats Office Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Grand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Bonner. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
Five champions have been crowned. Only one more to go, and it's coming up in about 30 minutes as Ravenna takes on Archbishop Bergen in the C2 final here on ESPN and on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. You can also hear the game on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com, KLIQFM.com. Five champions today in D1, Freeman over Overton, 52-38. In C1, Hastings St. Cecilia over Shadron for the second straight year. Today, 46-40. It's their third consecutive title. In Class B, South Sioux City beat Omaha Scud in overtime, 60-56. In D2, Ewing over Hampton, 41-33. And just completed here in Class A, Omaha Central, 71, and Norfolk, 58. Doug Duda signing off for now. We'll be back with you in about 25 minutes from the Devaney Center, so check back just after 9:30. It'll be a late-night basketball tonight, the C2 final, Ravenna and Archbishop Bergen. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Again, the final score is Omaha Central 71, Norfolk 58. For our producer, engineer, Derek Stinson, I'm Doug Duda saying stay with us for the final game on Championship Saturday between Ravenna and Archbishop Bergen coming up in 30 minutes.
Mischko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mischko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mischko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.